Welcome to episode 244 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Galatians 2, verse 5. We did not give in to them for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. Grace permeates Galatians. The letter is about protecting the truth of the gospel, which declares what God has done in Christ for sinners. The gospel cannot be supplemented by human effort or obedience. If human obedience is dialed in to any degree, salvation is impossible. Only grace provides rescue from sin. And these truths are passionately conveyed by Paul throughout the verses in each chapter of the epistle to the church at Galatia. Check out our website for our recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes 5 passages from the book of Galatians. Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In verse 14, Paul writes that he died to the law so that he might live to God. And then he explains what he means by this in verse 20. As long as he tried to justify himself before God by law-keeping, something he had been trained to do as a Pharisee, he was dead. But when he died to the law, then he could live to God. He died when Jesus died on the cross. Put in other words, he might have said this: Jesus died in my place on the cross. So it is like it was me up on the cross. He died, and then because he died, in him I died to the law when he died. On the cross, a great exchange occurred. Paul gave Jesus his old try-to-be-right-before-God-by-the-law life, and that was crucified. Then Jesus gave Paul his life. Christ came to live in him. Paul didn't own his life. That life died. He simply managed the new life Jesus gave him. That same exchange is available to you and me. That is the truth of the gospel. Galatians 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ. Sin separates us, but in Christ there is unity. Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Paul uses the plural in describing life after the flesh, works of the flesh, but he uses the singular fruit, not fruits of the Spirit. In the big picture, the Spirit has one work to do in all of us. These aren't the gifts of the Spirit, which are distributed on an individual basis by the will of the Spirit. This is something for every Christian. Galatians 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. We should see our giving to ministry and our support of ministers as a spiritual investment. Galatians 6, verses 9 to 10. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Enough said. Here are 10 more passages that did not make the list on our website. That gives us a total of 15 for the book. Galatians 1, verse 15. But even before I was born, God chose me and called me by his marvelous grace. God did not choose Paul because there was something in Paul that pleased him. God called Paul through unmerited favor, grace. Galatians 2, verse 16. Know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law, because by observing the law, no one will be justified. Some versions use no flesh rather than no one. No flesh, no human being, not Gentile, not Jewish, not anyone, will be considered right before God by the works of the law. This harkens back to Psalm 143, verse 2, in which David declares, "No one living is righteous before you." Galatians 3, verse 11. Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith. Other versions say that the just will live by faith. There is one way to be made right in God's sight, to be accepted by Him. It's not based on any good thing you do. It is a gift of grace received through faith. Galatians 3, verses 26 to 27. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. One version says it this way: and when you were baptized, it was though you had put on Christ in the same way you put on new clothes. Anyone clothed with Christ is a child of God, regardless of socioeconomic status, race, ethnicity, political persuasion, previous religious affiliation. Doesn't matter. Galatians 4 verses 4 to 6. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. These verses lay out one of the most succinct accounts of the gospel in Scripture. They put forth God's plan for the world, indicating that the coming of Jesus into human history was no accident. God sent forth his Son. In other words, God took the initiative in our salvation. Also implicit in these words is the fundamental Christian belief in Christ's eternal deity. God did not send a heavenly messenger. He himself came. Although he was the divine pre-existent Son of God, Jesus was also born of woman. Though the virgin birth is implied in this phrase, it more specifically affirms his genuine humanity. Galatians 5 verse 1. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. We have been set free, not to sin, but to live a Christ-filled life. Galatians 5 verse 14. For the whole law can be summed up into one command: love your neighbor as yourself. That's a continuing expectation. This is why the first fruit of the Spirit is love. Galatians 5 verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Paul did not want them to rely on the law to keep them from sinning, but rather to walk by the Spirit. But he knew that there would be a battle between the flesh and the Spirit because the two are opposed to each other. He told them that the only way to not gratify desires of the flesh was to be led by the Holy Spirit. In doing this, they would be free from the law and would be pleasing God. Galatians 6 verse 2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. The focus is not on expect others to bear your burdens. It's a call for us to be focused on others. Galatians 6 verse 14. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Paul's heart cares nothing for the glory that comes from fame, riches, status, or power. He only cares about the glory of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. There we have it. 15 passages from the book of Galatians. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we'll be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.